Satan. It's going to be what we would describe as one of the, if not the, greatest events in the modern era. He's coming in the last days, ladies and gentlemen, and he has the knowledge to know that he only has about a short time. Have you ever seen the governments of the world so afraid? The terrorism that they're promoting and this disunity across the world, perplexity among the nations, waves of the sea roaring, earthquakes, famine, and the things that are going on today, it's unparalleled. We've had a huge increase in earthquakes, famines. America is right in the midst of one of the most amazing summers that I've experienced in a long time. Around the world, there is drastic earth changes. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the most accurate calendar in existence today was the Mayan calendar that they made thousands of years ago? And just like our calendar of 30 days, which equals 12 months, the Mayan used the numbers 2013. So far, these inaccuracies that have not been found in the Mayan calendar, everything's been right on the money. So then, the cycle that they predict of 5,125 days, ladies and gentlemen, there is a Bible prophecy that adds up to 5,520 days. And so these accuracies of biblical proportion and the Mayan calendar about the shift, they were predicted long before Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something happening in the frequency of the earth. Science has been able and determined that a frequency hum, which is standard operating procedure for the earth, it is an electric body, but it's rising. Our earth used to be, and science was amazed at the increase of the cycle, when it operated on a 7.8 cycle frequency. This, ladies and gentlemen, was a format that almost all communications was based upon this frequency. Right now, the Earth's hum is at a frequency recorded just past 11 cycle format. 11 cycles. Something is out of sync, out of sort. The earth shall wander to and fro like a drunken man in the last days. Now, Christ said it in Matthew 24 that there would be signs in the heaven, that the earth would go through drastic changes of earthquakes, famines, and pestilence, of waves of sea roaring, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, great distress and perplexities among the nation. Why? Is this rise in the frequency, does it have something to do with the dimensional shift that we talked about at the beginning of our message tonight, entitled The Last Days? Ladies and gentlemen, as the earth knows it, we are heading into the beginning of all of the prophecies that have been prophetically uttered by the prophets, including Christ, in Matthew chapter 24, where we're basing our baseline gestalt of information tonight, that this cycle format of increase from 7.8 to a standard operating procedure frequency, now past 8, Right now, the Earth has been raised about four solid cycles in frequency measurements. Now, what is this going to produce? Science says, ladies and gentlemen, we have now our scientists beginning to look at the cause and effect of global warming. If you don't think it's getting warmer, just take a look around you. If you don't think that the seasons are changing, just stay tuned and observe. Christ said, look at the signs in the heavens. Now let's look up at Jupiter. Jupiter is a planet in our solar system that has visible poles with the aid of a telescope. They have the means scientifically to see these poles and take the measurements. Ladies and gentlemen, also in all of the planets noted by scientific information available to modern man today, there is also a frequency cycle increase in the format that is standard throughout the known universe of our ability to monitor. Something's going on. The poles are actually melting on Jupiter. What about the sun, ladies and gentlemen? Did you know that science is now beginning to look at the sun as not a great star that is flaming liquid fire, but that it is nothing more than an electrical transmitting frequency station, and that through the atmosphere we get this increase in the vibrations of the heat process that warms our planet, and it also warms other planets, and this is what has the scientists believing that the frequency goes directly hand in hand with the poles of the Earth and perhaps maybe even other planets that we have noted. We're going to go back to Mars just here in a minute. We're going to bring in the one that knows that the time is short, Satan, and we're going to introduce him to you tonight and his agenda in the last days as he gets ready to make his appearance upon the world scene, the planet that he's desired, the planet that he thought he was in control of. Did you know that the Bible says in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations that the time will be cut short that was noted by Christ in the book of Matthew chapter 24, that the time would be cut short for a purpose, except these days be shortened. There will be no flesh saved. Now, with the poles shifting, or the possibility of right now the Earth being frequency vibration rates raised at least 4 to 4.5 cycles in the frequency range up to 11. Amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, they believe that if it continues to raise, and now the magic number where they are cycling this to the point that they would definitely be a shift. They know it's getting near. Has it happened before? Does science confirm that it has happened before? Did you know right now that there are the scientists that have studied Jupiter and Mars, some of the close planets in our system, that they note that the poles have shifted in the past on these planets? Oh my. They also know and have proven, and it is a scientific fact, that we have had pole shifts in our past history. So then, this frequency of increase is bringing about a possibility, not predicting, but a possibility that the north side of the pole will soon point south. Now, what does that mean, Pastor Buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's just say that if the earth started out in a fixed position of its original position of south to north rather than north to south, let's just say that it rights itself, and then the frequency increase brings in a dimensional increase of energy. And I explained in the DNA series that I just got through doing here last month that the possibility exists that only those who have loved him and kept his commandments and have a holy calling will go through what we describe as the intense, dramatic frequency change of vibrations. That means that the flesh beings that have not prepared themselves, that means that those who are not anointed with that veil, that overshadowing protection, the Bible said, Yahweh knows them that are his. Will this marked number of people survive when other people may not possibly be able to survive? Again, Satan is coming back to destroy the planet. Now, what if the planet is already being destroyed by his people? They have no intention through greed and through lust and through corruption and through power and through wickedness. Satan's children that have ruled here for eons, ladies and gentlemen, ever since Cain went out and built and organized a city and formed a Babylonian system of government. Nimrod is a prime example. We have references in history, past history, of failed civilizations that have defied the laws of Yahweh. Sodom and Gomorrah comes to mind. And ladies and gentlemen, for sure, and this is a prophetic prophecy, except Yahweh comes quickly and shortens the days which he promised, all of the nations of the world. We have now got homosexuality rampant. We've got abortion rampant. We've got fertility clinics that would enhance you to have more children and then build more abortion clinics to kill them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the system of genetically altered food. Food has been one of the weapons that the New World Order has employed to destroy. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, why would they try to kill off the majority of the population? And I've heard it prophesied that between 4 and 5 billion people could possibly be targeted to be sacrificed in these times of earth shift and earth changing. Well, if the fire is already kindled by the wicked and it's already burning brightly, nation rising against nation, unrest, Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his mission and purpose. Now, if the fires are already burning brightly, when he comes, you say, Pastor Buddy, get real. Satan is not a real being. Oh, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if I told you that the Bible talks about Michael in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelations, ask Michael if he's real. Go back to the book of Daniel and ask Daniel. Daniel, who was on a 21-day fast, ask him if the prince, the wicked prince of Persia, these demonic beings that held control over certain nations, and they are in obedience to the cadence count of Satan, who gives them direct orders to kill, to steal, and to destroy something that Satan cannot have, and that is possession of the earth. The earth belongs to Yahweh. Satan come to steal it. Satan come to divide it. Satan come to bring wars and death and poverty. Yahweh commanded Adam to unify the planet and bring it into divine order. Now that it's beyond the reach of Adam man. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Adam has joined the party. Adam man has joined into the things of the world, and woe unto them, for they have run greedily in the errors of the wicked, joined themselves to Baal and the temples of the goddess of false worship. And so therefore, Yahweh and the angels who stand in and upon the four corners of the earth, now beginning to take back that which was given over to Satan for an appointed time. And he knows that there is going to be a dimensional shift where the spirit beings will get more spiritual and the wicked will get more wicked. Therefore, it will become what is known as a black and white issue. You will know then who's on Yahweh's side and who's on Satan's side. With the information that is available about the polar flipping occurring in stars. Now, this is what I want you to get tonight. Not only is the Earth in danger, if it is a danger, I believe it's for the better. All things work to the good, and there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. Ladies and gentlemen, if she flipped before, she'll flip again. And that's a definite statement that I can prophesy truly, that there will be a great shaking. And it's spoken of in the Bible, so that the Bible says every wall. In the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, that when Satan appears in the heavens, and ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be introduced very soon by the New World Order, who has kept it secret for so long it ain't even a secret anymore to those who know, that life, intelligent life, Satan and his angels have been working and in contact with the governments of this world, or the Bible would describe as the kings of earth, and that they, we're talking about the fallen angels, and this is why, ladies and gentlemen, that when the wicked appears, that even their footsteps or footprints or their evil presence will cause the earth to vibrate. And they, knowing that they have a short time to get and to organize the kings of the earth to fight against the coming of the prince of war, Michael and his angels. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Nothing new under the sun. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, this is just allegorical. It really didn't happen up in the heavens. I beg you to get you a telescope and take a look at the planet, one of the near planets that we have in our system here, Mars. Look up on planet Mars. Did you know that NASA has has feverishly for the last 30 years in the major space exploration that they have painted out frames of the satellite photographs as they map the planet of Mars to hide from the great populace of the Earth, that they could have possibly and probably was life existing on Mars at one time. Now, who would have messed that planet up? I beg an answer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, science knows also that in our system, between Mars and Jupiter, there used to be another planet. Now, this is the star that was literally obliterated by the power of the Mighty Ones, Michael and his angels. Satan's star, Satan's stone, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that he had nine of the precious stones? Could this be the planet systems that are known in our universe or our solar system, our near solar system? There's many planets and other systems and billions of galaxies upon billions of galaxies, and it could go on forever. And we have to be very naive to think, oh my, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be awful, awful naive to think that we are the only intelligent life in the universe. Well, we're coming up on September the 26th. As we're coming down to the bottom of the hour, we're going to pause for station identification. I'd like to make this announcement. We will be in Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be caught eating, drinking with a drunk and then running to and fro, but try to be caught keeping or looking or celebrating the Festival of Tabernacles with us in September the 26th. It'll begin in beautiful Murphy, North Carolina. Man, me and sister family came through the Carolina Mountains over into Tennessee today, and we went up about 6,000 feet on a beautiful drive, on the Skyline Drive, coming back from Bryson City, North Carolina. How beautiful. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a shame to see the destruction and the carnage that is prophesied for the end time. Did you know that the Bible says that one-third of the green grass, one-third of the trees, and one-third of the oceans and the things of this nature became pure blood, and that there was great loss of life, and people begin to fear and hide themselves? And did you know that your government today and governments around the world know that there's something coming? Oh, sure, they don't want to panic you, but I guarantee you, you might get ready and listen to this song in obedience to why Yahweh. Sister Linda sent this one to me, and I liked it. We thank her for that.
The scene of the banquet, the wedding of his son, and started servants to gather everyone. The nobles and the princes he invited to the feast. The banquet was already, preparations were complete. But they said, no one can come, I have bought me a field. No one can come, I have bought me an ox. No one can come, I have married a wife. There's just too much going on in my life. The king, he was angry that the nobles would not come. He was already lots of food for everyone. Call in the lame, the weak and the blind, the sick and the injured, everyone who doesn't say, no, I can come, I have bought me a field. No, I can come, I have bought me an ox. No, I can come, I have married a wife. There's just too much going on in my life. The king, he is Yahweh, the Almighty, the I Am, calling forth the people to the you. No, I can't come, I have bought me an ox. No, I can't come, I have married a wife. There's just too much going on in my life.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that sort of sets the stage tonight. As people run to and fro in a busy time, they can't take the time to keep Yahweh's laws and his commandments. Now, what are we going to do in the end time, Pastor Buddy? Are we going to survive? Who's going to be saved? Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's very evident that those who love him and those who keep his commandments will be those that have the best chance of entering into life. Now, if you look at an article that was posted in the Denver Post, scientists around the world are aware that the polar flipping that is now occurring in stars and planets and solar bodies, evidence even shows us that Earth's poles have flipped in the past. The last great pole shift occurred 780,000 years ago. This is a known fact, and BBC, the British Industry of Media Exchange, one of the government-sponsored British press releases, confirms and offered this at their site, that there is something going on in the frequency vibrations of the earth, and that governments were warned in private meetings by these so-called experts that the change in frequency affects the brains and the reception, and it stimulates the times of men's bodies to speed up. And we have gone through this frequency exchange. Now, ladies and gentlemen, by 5,120 years or days as the Mayan calendar, and in this amazing calendar, and I've studied it for 30 years, it's a subject which is predicting an immense disaster. And again, the cause is the upheaval in the sun's magnetic fields, and they will generate gigantic solar flares that will affect the polarity of the entire Earth. The result is that our magnetic field will reverse all at once, with catastrophic consequences for humanity. Massive earthquakes will demolish all buildings on the planet. Now remember, I gave you a scripture for that prediction. Just read the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, that prophesies Armageddon. And of course, everybody thinks it's going to be in the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be Armageddon worldwide. If you look at chapter 39, you will find out that it's right before, when all of this happens, when all of the buildings on the planet will be demolished, all of them. A confirmation prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 39 will confirm just exactly what this great calendar system of the Mayans. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Mayans were a body of astronomers and astrologers that put down this incredible 13-month a year, and we use it in our second Passover to count the time of the festival from Tabernacles till the second month of the Hebrew year, which would be May in our present calendar, and we count the time. So Tabernacles is a metaphor and an example, and all the hidden symbology within it is to prepare you for the ingathering. Remember now, ladies and gentlemen, on the 21st of September, which will be Atonement Day, the Day of Atonement, the only day commanded to fast and afflict your soul. Remember the reasons why that you might want to push back your plate and cease from drinking on that day or doing any servile work and coming to terms to find yourself. What if you give all of your goods to feed the poor? What if you gain the whole world in return for your efforts upon the planet to have it destroyed in a catastrophic event, most certainly possible in the last days, including prophetic scriptures of many earthquakes and famines in diverse places, waves of the sea, that means the gigantic bed for the great bodies of water. No, ladies and gentlemen, the earth is covered. Three-quarters of the earth is covered with water, which is the same compositional makeup of man, as his body is 75% water. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the great churning of the water, the troubling of the water, the frequency vibration and that change that will affect the brain's reception. In other words, this brain will be stimulated and enhanced and changed and altered in persons that survive. Oh, my. Make sure that you have on the proper conducting armor. We use a system of salt in our covenant of the royal sacred circle assemblies that we organize and help produce, as others do, around the country in the last days. Yahweh is restoring the brain enhancement of fourth and fifth dimension capabilities and the carnal mind in the third dimension is being literally burned up or speeded up, frictionally speeded up. That's what it means. And these people that gain the whole world but will lose their frequency exchange, it won't profit them nothing if they do that. And Christ gave a perfect illustration of the excuses that man can present to keep from appearing before him, as it is commanded to do. I want to do my best. I know it's expensive. I know it's time-consuming. But you can do it right in your own home. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can't make it and sacrifice the time and the expensive of this day where they've got us cut down like a flower and wilting with our financial nation in ruins. Did you know that this is intentionally to create a scene that will cause people to fret and to fear so that they can become susceptible to the alternative suggestions of a government that has promised you liberty that will make you a captive of what I'm talking about? Now listen to this. There is evidence in the literature of ancient civilizations that such disasters have already occurred. The book of Ephesians, in chapter 1, verse 10, will guarantee you that that prophetic utterance is true. Ladies and gentlemen, if there were homosexuals in Sodom and Gomorrah, They are homosexuals' cities filled with these homosexuals and perverts and instigators and lovers of pleasures. That's just as bad, ladies and gentlemen. Such were some of you. But you've now been washed. You've repented, and you've changed your wicked ways, and you've returned to keeping Yahweh's commandments. If this calamity should occur, then we'll have what is called a timeline that has been described to the exact date of all the previous disasters, and also points to 2012 as the time when a Venus retrograde will signal another annihilation and a calamity that will come upon man suddenly, unaware. Ladies and gentlemen, they have calculated the polar shifts, and this came out of a prophecy of at least 3,000 years. I'm reading tonight and from the World Cataclysm in 2012, the Mayan Countdown to the End of Our World, by Patrick Jarrell, author of the international bestseller The Orion Prophecy, where he wrote that the ancients kept detailed records of these events, and that our scientists are just now beginning to come online and examine the frequency through the whole range of alpha and theta waves. And it was found that a combination of frequencies consistently caused a complete shift in consciousness. So when the Earth's frequencies finish their change, our senses and those that will come through it, and our brain thought patterns will be seriously changed or deformed. Our electrical body pulses that control every move of our body will adjust itself to the earth change of the earth. We are body vibrational, not body electric. So these vibrations will have a frequency exchange ending on or about, give or take. Ladies and gentlemen, if it occurs on December the 21st in 2012, which is the approximate time that this great shift is due to flip the earth, and let's say that it is just a changing of the five continent geographical face of the earth, think about the devastation and the loss of life. Does somebody already know that the extreme possibility, by knowing that the Mayan calendar and others and history, nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been? And ladies and gentlemen, if Satan was cast out of heaven, that is going to happen again. Did you know that the Bible says that Michael, the war angel that took Satan and the angels as they moved them out of heaven? Now remember, they had earth in Genesis chapter 6. The angels, and it's recorded in the book of Job that Satan had the run of the earth in the book of Job. So these angels, these mighty ones, could come and go at will with the complete liberty and the approval of the high command, Yahweh himself. Now, by doing so, they become victims of temptations as they begin, according to the book of Enoch, to produce men of great stature, but men whose minds were continuously corrupt and evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a time when if you do not expand your consciousness you will get caught in the frequency friction of change. Have you ever felt your brain burning? You're thinking of so many things, you can't get nothing done. By the time you do this, this is needed to be done. And so many hours in the day, and they just melt away into days, into weeks and months and years. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It is the increase of the dimensional shift that Peter spoke about and that I alluded to in my series of the genetic exchange of the component parts of those who are in tune and in line with the frequency vibration. And ladies and gentlemen, we know that God is light and God is sound. On the day of Pentecost, chapter 2, there were two elements that came out of the heavens. And it changed the frequency of these 120 that were gathered on the day of Pentecost, which was a festival time when the Holy Ghost was to be given. Only 120 men present at that festival received the vibrational change. And oh, what giants, what spiritual giants they become as they laid the foundation of their faith that we now draw upon as we search the scriptures daily, as the Bereans do so, to find if these things are so. Get ready for the great shift that is coming soon to a neighborhood near you, predicted by, of all things, the Mayan. Oh, I wonder who they serve, ladies and gentlemen. It is fantastic that they knew about the great name of our Creator, and they projected a calendar that predicts a great change in humanity, not only the earth. Folks, it is not so bad about the earth changing. What is so terrible if you are not ready for the dramatic shift? We've had prophets in the past, Christ himself being the chief prophet, that knew about the scenario of the last days. Earthquakes, famines, waves of the sea roaring, stars out of course, the earth reeling to and fro like a drunken man. Ladies and gentlemen, that means that the energies and the vibrations of the heavens will shake to the core of its very foundation. And that which cannot be shaken off, as a dog raises to shake itself of the water that is upon its body, everything that is not vibrational frequency proof will be shook off and destroyed by the frictional fire, as Peter alluded in his gospel, chapter 3 of 2 Peter, that the earth will melt with fervor and heat, and the elements, and they will be burned up. That's a frequency exchange, ladies and gentlemen. Be about your Father's business. Pray that you're found worthy to escape. You certainly can't take nothing with you except the change of the vibrational frequency that will match the DNA codes of survival. Make your election and calling sure. For in that day, Satan's already got a plan to destroy you, ladies and gentlemen. He knows he can't have it. He knows he can't win. We've read the last chapter, we win. And so Satan, in his anger, will seek to destroy the earth and the angelic beings. Now listen to me, as I have not had time to get into the terrible war that I'm going to teach you about that happened in the heavens thousands of years ago. And it's coming soon to a neighborhood. It will be finalized, of all places in the universe, the Bible the great prophetic word of God predicts that the final battle, the Armageddon, the mother of all wars, to end all wars, Satan will go all out because he's got nothing to lose except his liberty and freedom. He's reigned, he's controlled, he's ruled through secret orders. Wicked men with corrupt minds and those who have joined and sold out and sold their soul for a piece of bread. Yet in the day of the great shift, it doesn't matter if they dig and bore into the earth. It doesn't matter if they're hid in the deep caverns that they have dug for their safety and security. It doesn't matter if they've had all manners of food stored. Ladies and gentlemen, the frequency that passes on the surface of the earth will run through the earth. And everything in the earth, on the earth, and above the earth that cannot withstand the frequency exchange will be destroyed in that without remedy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time just flew on by and got out of here, and I've got to get out of here, and that's for sure. I know, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is coming for a people that's kept the faith. Don't you know that Yahweh wants you to step up and to become a frequency exchange survivor? And ladies and gentlemen, you can become a secret exchange survivor if you will love him and keep his commandment. You're listening to Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to write me, you can do so by writing me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, in Tennessee, the zip 37824. Remember Dr. Gary tonight, 1-877-289-7439, and Brother Paul at 1-800-253-2748. Tell them that you heard Pastor Buddy on the radio talking about the frequency exchange, and they will give you more information about what's coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next Sunday night on WCR around the world with the good news that Yahweh is coming to destroy the wicked with a frequency exchange, with a frictional heat, that if you haven't got the Holy Ghost, like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, you're going to burn up along with all of the wicked. Don't worry about getting out of here, ladies and gentlemen. You can't escape. And if you've got the real thing, you'll go through it. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Sunday night. And this is Pastor Buddy.